Hi, this is Rachel bringing you this week's transformation conversation. How do you know when it's intuition? So this is a question that I've asked myself so many times over the years, and I've gone back and forth with different theories and intellectual understandings about what intuition is and what wisdom is. Whatever you want to call it. And it's only in the past year, I'd say, that I've really got a deeper understanding of when it really is intuition or wisdom. So I want to share some of that with you today because I know that's a question that comes up a lot when you're trying to live a quieter, more peaceful life. You're trying to get in touch with the real you. And you might be reading a lot of spiritual stuff, or you just might be craving a simpler experience. So I think this is really key for living more with your intuition, being able to follow that guide without having to really complicate it all. So this is what I've seen on it. It's this constant flipping between intuition or wisdom and noise in the system, which simply shows up like a very noisy head, a very busy mind, a very tiring experience of being in your own head. This experience is why people meditate, why they seek different ways to try and relax themselves. So that's a whole other topic. But for today, for the intuition or wisdom and knowing when it's really coming through for you, it's knowing that it's not a noisy thing in your head going on. It's something much quieter and gentle. It shows up for me as this lovely, quiet feeling or voice. And I'm in touch with it this morning. It's like this morning I've got a lot of stuff going on, so it doesn't necessarily mean that you haven't got a lot of external stuff going on. It's really nothing to do with that. And if you've been following this podcast for any length of time, you'll know that I talk a lot about how our thoughts create our feelings. So our feelings are nothing to do with circumstances, they're just to do with what's going on in our head at that moment. And this is like that. So you can have a lovely, beautiful feeling and know that you're just in touch with your wisdom, with your intuition, even if you're having a really busy day. Or it may be that you're having a lovely, quiet day. It just isn't, one isn't dependent on the other. But what needs to happen is your mind needs to be slow enough, the speed of your thinking needs to be calm and quiet enough that you can even hear your wisdom, that you can feel that you're in this lovely space, that you can feel connected to something bigger than you. And, some people might call that God, some people call it universal mind or just mind. Just this feeling of being connected and guided. And I know for many of us, when we're high achieving, really fast paced thinkers, it can feel like a million miles away from that. So, over the years, I've dropped in and out of having this connection without really understanding what it was or how it works. So, today I just want to kind of point you to the signs so you can start to see this for yourself, spot it for yourself. And it's like I talk about the two paths, there's these two paths that we can choose to follow And one is the path where things unfold. We allow stuff to unfold. And the other path is where we are making it happen. And we are going really fast and we're determined that things will go our way. And that's a path that tends to end in tears or disappointment, frustration, often burnout. And sometimes along that path, great things are happening. You can really think that you're making it happen because it's happening to go your way. But the minute it doesn't, you start to doubt yourself and wonder what's really going on. And that's what I'm pointing to here. What's really going on is that you were never in control of that making it happen anyway. You just think you are. And that's an ego trick. So when you are ready to do less of that, and we all fall into it, right? I'm not saying that I don't try and make it happen still sometimes. But when you've seen enough to know that you're ready for a different experience, you want something calmer, more peaceful, and it doesn't mean that you have to sacrifice going for big stuff that you want, doing, you know, making an impact in the world, going for big things, if that's what turns you on. You don't have to sacrifice that. There's not one or the other. But it's a way of being. It's a way of showing up, a way of letting things unfold and seeing what's coming through without you trying to micromanage, control and force all the details. So when you're ready for things to unfold more gently, that's where you can really start to be available to this intuition more, this wisdom. You can start to see it, you can start to spot it, because your mind isn't going so fast in the forcing and making it happen and feeling the fear and doing it anyway and revving yourself up every day. You just naturally get quieter and calmer. Your mind automatically sorts itself out. It has its own regulatory system, shall we say, when you let it, when you stop messing with it. So as your mind settles down and you even just through this conversation start to see that there is such a possibility, like you don't need to meditate for your mind to settle down, you don't need to do anything particular, you don't need to go away to a desert island, although that could be lovely. It's enough sometimes to just start to see that, oh, so I don't have to live like this. I don't have to be in this fast mental space where everything looks hard and difficult and frankly overwhelming a lot of the time. And so when you see that, you can start to slow down to that pace a little bit mentally. And that's where you're listening for this intuition, or your it's like it's a feeling, and this feeling is just exquisite, and you want more of it when you feel it. And you can be going about doing just quite normal things. You can be doing the dishes, you can be hanging out with your kids, you can be working, you can be driving. It's just this beautiful feeling of knowing that you're connected to something bigger than your little busy mind. So this intuition is like it shows up for you in a way that it just feels right. So when you think you've got to decide something, and I'll do a podcast on decisions as well, a different one, but when you think you've got to make a big decision or you've got to decide something, if you're going really fast and thinking a lot about it, then the chances are you don't really know and you're making it into this big decision. Whereas if you're able to feel your wisdom, feel your intuition, see that there's a quieter voice guiding you, whether it looks like a big decision or a small one, you just know. And so you've had those moments, right? Think about it. You've had those times where someone else might think what you're doing is a huge leap. And you may still make yourself nervous about it with your thinking. You may think, oh, this is supposed to be a big leap. I'm supposed to be nervous. But actually, you're not. It's those times, those moments when you just know. You just know it's the right next step for you. And it doesn't mean there's a guarantee that it's going to work out how you think it should, because that's just more making it happen. But you just have a gentle feeling of what's next. And your whole life can be like that. I'm not saying that mine is. I've got a lot to see on this. But I'm getting closer. I'm getting into that feeling more often. And I can see it happening for me, like me allowing it to happen more often and allowing it to guide me. So it's not complicated. It's innate, but we don't see it. We haven't been shown that we have this guide within us all the time. This beautiful regulatory system that we can rely on all the time. So I hope that's been helpful for you. And if you would like to chat with me more about how this beautiful intuition and system can work for you so that you can have a more of an unfolding rather than a making it happen, then go to rachelhenker.com and get in touch with me there. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.